Okay, we'll go ahead and call the public meeting to order at 7 o'clock for this Hamburg City Council ordinance number 157, the 2018 city fee schedule. Is there any comments from the public?
Larry Mueller, 637 David. I think the city made a big mistake. I know they're reasoning, but by not buying that piece of property from the railroad. Look back, the Sportsman's Club, and they had their demolition derbies and stuff, spent quite a bit of time cleaning that area up, resloping them banks and everything.
Larry, is this, we're just talking about, does this tie into the city fee schedule? I think you're talking about maybe the conditional use permit.
Oh, you're on the fee schedule.
Yeah, we have three public hearings tonight.
Okay. Fee schedule, you guys do.
Okay.
Thank you.
So all here is
So just give a quick recap. Basically, what we've done from 17 to 18 is we've raised rental fees for the hall, $50. And then also the community center and park rentals, $50. The other things, I think, pretty much remain the same other than water, sewer, and stormwater rates. And roughly we're looking at about a 4 to 4.5% increase in just water rates, which we'll touch base a little more on the budget. But basically, overall, we're looking at overall rates would go up about a little over $3 on an overall utility bill. Other than that, I believe, or council can correct me, I think everything else remained the same as 2017.
Yep, that would be correct. We give a little bit longer for public comment to take place on the city fee schedule. And then I'll look for a motion at that point in time to close the public hearing. All right, 7:05 now. Seeing no additional comments for the ordinance 157 city fee schedule, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Moved and seconded to close the public hearing. Ordinance number 157, 2018 city fee schedule. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are closed. We can call the second of our three public hearings to order for the Hamburg City Council on the 12th of December. This one is for ordinance number 158, switching the mayor's term from a two-year to a four-year term. The term would not take place until the next election. So whoever gets elected next would, if we so make the change, would become a four-year mayor instead of a two-year mayor. Any public comment on that?
If there's no public comment, Mayor, Council, I did receive one phone call from Richard Maltz opposing going from a 2 to a 4 year. Some of his explanation was, we have a few people here tonight, but typically he says it doesn't reach everyone, everyone's household. He thinks something of this nature should be voted on, but as you can see per statute, it can be changed by ordinance. And that is statute 412.022. But Mr. Maltz felt that we should have did a mass mailing to let everybody know that we were going to change it from a 2 year to a 4 year.
Everything the same. Same comment on the phone.
So it's going to the dentist.
Maybe it's before I headed out to the dentist. It seemed to be his concern that he didn't think that enough people knew about it and he didn't give them enough time to.
Yeah. I received a similar call and I made the comment to him that we've been talking about it for several months now and I've talked with other people around town, but my numbers of people that I talked to apparently weren't enough to sway his belief in the change.
Well, the thing is, if we posted in our paper, talked to Tamara, she put it up at the bank and stuff. What more did he do when he was mayor? I don't think anything more.
This is the same ordinance process that I think every mayor prior to me has
been on.
I guess we don't know what the benefit is from a 2 year to a 4 year.
Well, the benefit is if you have a mayor that's on for 2 years and you're in the midst of a project or something, it's beneficial to retain that council member, you know, unless there's some reason that you wouldn't retain them. So if you're on a project and it gets halfway done and then you get a new council on, you know, then they can possibly reverse, you know, the motion there and move something back or versus forward. I mean, the positive there is just the knowledge, I think, too, of having, you know, a mayor on a little longer. The cons are if you have a mayor that nobody likes, you know, that's kind of could be your one con. I know some cities are starting to look at the four-year term. I mean, there's pros and cons. The thing is if, you know, if we move to go to a four-year term, there's nothing to say we can't go back to two.
Right, and if we don't try, how are we going to know it's going to work?
I still don't see a benefit because if you go 2 years and the mayor gets voted off, then there's still two councilmen that go off with the mayor. So, I mean, if you're in the middle of a project, you're still going to lose two councilmen. Yeah,
same way as 2 years, though.
So, I mean, yeah, it's going to make it. I don't see a problem at all.
I'm talking with the other mayors in Carver County about whether they're two or four. The ones that moved to 4 year, the big reason why they moved was one was continuity. The other one was typically if you've never been on council before and you become a mayor, it takes about a year to get your feet underneath you. And then by the time you get your feet underneath you, now you're campaigning. And if you keep recycling people that way, then you kind of no one gets comfortable, and then you really lose some continuity going forward. And the other ones too, they talked about cost of elections. That was another reason why they made the change. It reduces some of the cost of the elections. Granted, we don't have a lot of campaigning that necessarily takes place. Although last summer we did have a little bit of campaigning because we did have eight people going for two council seats, so maybe we'll have more people going for positions come forward.
Every 2 years we're going to have an election no matter what. Two councilmen and a mayor. You know. So I haven't seen anything for myself.
Any other additional comments from the public or council? Otherwise, I'll look for a motion to move the public or close the public hearing.
I move to close the public hearing on ordinance number 158.
Second. There's been a motion made to close public hearing ordinance number 158. Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. All passed. We're closed. Time to call public hearing order, Hamburg City Council, ordinance number 1.
This will just be conditional use.
Permit. Oh, conditional use permit. For property number 45-0282500 on Railroad Streets. Any public comment? Now you can call, Larry. Okay.
As I stated earlier, or before, I think the city made a mistake by not trying to get that property within for the city as being as part of the park. I can see what where the city's point was. The city really doesn't need any more untaxable property. But, you know, there are a few organizations that cleaned that property up back in the early 80s. We had demo derbies and stuff in town. That used to be the sewer ditch along the tracks. Cleaned that all up, redid them slopes, and other than that, cleaned it up. And I think if we'd see another container in there or any more, it would kind of be an eyesore when you come down Main Street heading towards the park. I don't know how you're going to control it from not turning into a, I don't want to say junkyard, or, you know, something, you know, a bad sore eyesight.
I think what we would do is we'd write that in the conditional use.
But I don't know. I don't think it should be. I still think that piece of property should be part of the city and the park system.
I don't know which piece of property you're talking about. What we're talking about where the container is sitting now. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that property there, not over there where you're talking about.
Well,
and that's not even in the city limits. So.
Yes, I realize that. Yeah. And I don't feel it's going to do anything for the city to have more containers and storage in the area. I know there's a shortage of storage in the town, but I just think it's going to be an eyesore. That's all I got to say.
You know, and as far as the city purchasing the property, I was, and I don't know anybody on council has ever made aware that it was for sale.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it was under the assumption it was the city's back many years ago.
From what I understand, old fork lower, whatever you want to call it, from what I understand, back in the 80s, the city did have an agreement to purchase that property, but the paperwork wasn't filed.
Yeah.
So then it went back to the railroad.
And back then it changed hands so many times, you didn't know who was old, and it changed so fast.
Does the city still have that easement through there for the storm sewer?
There's a storm in here, and I had them look. I can't, I never found no easement.
I checked today, there was no easement on there.
Yeah. But there is something we can do. I've already talked to the attorney about getting a conditional easement.
So that's all I got.
And on that, no, that's okay. I checked for the letter too. And that's on residential or personal property can actually be annexed. So it would not annexed, but it would be there, but on the state land, that's what it would. And that was state land, so there should have been a permit on that pole, which there wasn't.
No, we can discuss that on another event anyway, because that's the property we're talking about. That's the property we're talking about, the conditional use, so let's keep focused on that, please.
My question is, if you're going to allow containers there, are you going to allow me to put containers up also, and everybody else in town? Or is this just one person gets these?
No, that's a good question.
There's more containers in town.
Not now, I don't know.
Timberline Wood Products.
Is there any other ones?
So I can start putting them up too and put in that rental that I talked about on the other side of town some years ago, but I could do it on my property.
We've only done it in the business mixed use area that we've allowed it.
There has been a precedent put forth by prior councils to allow something like this. Now that doesn't mean that it has to happen this time either, but just that there is a, you know, when Timberline came and got theirs, it was granted at that point in time. But your concerns, I understand. I mean, we don't want to have containers popping up all over, you know, the residential areas and that.
So you're just going to, what is that zone that's?
Business mixed use.
What's that?
Business district mixed use. So what mixed use kind of states is that, how can I simplify it? Let's say, you know, you got this building here, and in the lower level you have business. The mixed use would allow you to have rental units up top, but you would have to have both issues. You couldn't just have one or other. You have to have business, and then that would allow some sort of residential. But it has to, you know, kind of remain business.
So what is that other property north of there zoned as?
This whole area here, from here, here is all...
The old gas station, I mean.
Here?
There.
Here? This parcel?
That parcel.
Let me just clarify for you. I will bring up a land use map. Sorry, my computer's just like insanely slow today.
It's tired, we're out for the public hearing.
Alright. Plan B. Ever go to the website. It is on the city website. I can't make it any bigger, but you can see here, here's that parcel.
Right.
So that's business mixed use. There, if that helps. Alright, so then.
That's residential.
Yeah. So the property we're talking about right now is the business mixed use district.
The gas station will be the single family residential district. right there.
Right there.
So you're saying you can put them in there, but I can't put them in.
Correct.
Until next meeting.
Please.
Yes, please.
My question just says multiple. It says multiple. How many is multiple?
Two.
Additional two.
No, two total.
The one that's in there, an additional one.
Yep, and there'll be. Let's see if I have it.
It'll be on the back side, towards the railroad track. You want to even? You swear there's only going to be one second here.
And it will stay over there by your garage.
Yep.
Okay. Let's
see if I got.
Those are one of my two questions. It wasn't clear on exactly where this is happening and how many is multiple. I do agree with what was just said, that I'm glad that it's cleaned up the area, but I hope it doesn't get bigger than what it is. That I agree, it's a little bit of an eyesore. It's in the dead center of town, is my thing. That has should be controlled in some sense.
And then and that's why we would do a conditional use permit, so that way we can put conditions with the storage containers.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so let's see. I think it's in here.
Yes.
Oops. Wait a minute.
Steve Buckentine, 153 Jacob Street. My question is, what is the purpose of these containers? Are we going to be storing the many items that are on the property already, put them inside, or are we moving more things in?
Maybe both.
Here. There's going to be vehicle storage in there.
Whatever is, you know, I got a couple of questions out in California that I did that. I got a couple of cars in there. So. Something out of sight, some building and new sheds, so I don't see it.
So the property will be getting cleaned up by putting these containers in.
I don't know, the property is pretty clean right now. I was in a, I don't know if you got the book for baseball, Dynamies in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like how they got, I had a tractor and a picture of my building in there, so not too bad. I mean, I can't be that bad.
Okay.
I guess it's my understanding that by allowing the cargo containers, it would allow the property to be cleaned up. Any stuff laying around that would fall under nuisance issues. So, and that's something too that can be written in the conditional use permit, that nothing, you know, we can look at putting, nothing could be stored around the containers. Everything must be stored within.
It's still commercial. I mean, there's commercial building ground, it's got stuff set around. You're going to have stuff sitting there, you're going to change your own car, something, going to get the car sitting there for a couple of days.
Hmm. Well, yeah, a couple of days, I don't think.
Yeah.
Most people don't have a problem with it. It's when we get into months.
Yeah, and I don't see too much wrong with that. I mean, as long as it's legal and everything, it's great.
And it's kind of, look, it sounds like there's a fine line between commercial property and residential property. Of what is allowed. You've got two parcels that I believe you own, both of the parcels that were in question of the gas station and the parcel we're talking about.
There's actually three parcels there.
You've got a couple of vehicles with expired tabs standing on the residential property. Anybody else in town would have tickets for that.
I'll put the collector plate on tomorrow.
And you've got other metal tubing thing is laying on your residential property, not on your commercial property. How are we going to, how is the city going to know that everything that you've got for these containers is going to be in the containers on your commercial property and not also stored on your residential property adjoining it? Those vehicles have been there over 2 years? I'm not watching very close. I'm going to come to them longer than that.
I've been watching YouTube for about 8 years or something. I have not feel that
something they can address.
Did you talk to Eric?
I did check with Matt on that, and any of those type issues would adhere to all districts.
I'd just like to get back to car to him there. I think, and I'm not sticking up for him at all for what you guys did for the garage. But if you guys want to sit up there and enforce ordinances in town, you should sweep your own steps first. Them vehicles stood there for how long, and that's been an ordinance for a long, long time. I don't care, tomorrow is, not today.
Okay.
They've been there for how long?
Yeah.
You sat here long enough to know better.
Yeah.
Just one additional comment on that. Obviously, the city councilman, you have vehicles that are property that's not in city compliance. How are we going to know if you get this conditional use permit that you're not going to use the same discretion and use the property however you feel because you're sitting on a council seat?
I don't think that sitting on a council seat has got anything to do with those vehicles. I can move those vehicles tonight on different property and be very different.
They're still expired tabs. And 2 years of sitting on a city council, and you haven't done your own ordinances that you sat here and agreed with, you don't comply with your own ordinance, so why would you comply with a conditional use permit?
You've been on the fire department for 30 years, and you're sitting there telling me this, that you just went through this for me. Okay. Man, sweep your own doors, that's just like you said.
What does my being on the fire department have to do with any
of it? Let's stay focused, please, if we could, on this, on the public hearing that we're having. Your points in regards to the other property definitely will get addressed going forward, but just, if we could, just keep it on this property for right now.
Well, I would definitely say that it should not be granted, because not able to clean up the property he's got. Why should he be doing it after you give him a property? It says that you can put more stuff on it.
Anybody else for the public hearing in regards to the conditional use permit for the property?
So with that, what I would suggest is that we continue this meeting till January. Because with this, the other items we have, as you'll see here in this picture, where the placement is, we would have to, we'd have to hold another public hearing for variances, because he needs to be 5 feet off the lot line, and right here is his marker. So we're almost kind of looking at that. That's, you know, we draw that straight line, it's almost possibly even over the property line, so it has to be moved over about, you know, I'd say a foot. So what we'd have to do is hold a public hearing also to grant a variance, a 5 foot variance allowed to be placed upon the property line.
Provided that the conditional use permit is granted, right?
Correct.
We don't have to have a variance for that one there, right?
Yes, we do.
Of that one as well? Okay.
Yeah.
So then we find it on the side, but even if you don't get the one for this one, you still have to get a variance for that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that would be 5 feet away from Dean?
Yeah, you know, if you read Dean, or, you know, you can grant a variance to allow it up to the property line. Because I think initially the concept was Steve was going to buy this property here to the south. But since that's in the township.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, so if you kind of read his memo, the other options are is to annex this parcel in, which I know Mr. Trevish doesn't want to do, but I think the city should strongly look at annexing that property into the city at some time. Just because it's kind of odd to have a parcel in the middle of town surrounded by city limits. Our planners even suggested the same thing. So that's the other thing. So we would need to have this conditional use permit meeting continued. So we'd have to have a motion to continue it. And then in the council meeting, we'd have to have a motion to hold a public hearing to look at granting variances also.
Any other public comment or any comment from council?
Is there a definite property line there someplace that anyone knows where the line is?
Right here is his pin.
That's a legal one? Is there one behind there also?
The one behind we were unable to locate.
So that would have surveyed?
Yeah, Dean had said that we would have to...
Shouldn't that have been surveyed when you bought the township property though? Shouldn't that one have been found?
Well, this one was.
Yeah, so but we don't. That one have been found at some point?
Never found.
It was never found.
Where's the... I had Jeremy down there with the old survey and everything, and he said the pin was there, but there was never one put back there. I don't know why there was never one put back there. There's a line.
But if that was surveyed when you bought it, Steve, they should have sent you a pin.
You would think they would have.
If that was truly surveyed when you bought it, we should have set a corner pin to that lot where the township runs up to the city. That there should have been a pin set there if it was truly surveyed. If it's not there, then somebody got taken for a ride or they never surveyed it.
I was on the survey.
There should be a pin back there then.
Yeah, we'd want to locate that pin. So that way we can
get this straight line.
Right, because the thing is we need to keep this container, you know, if everything proves has to stay within his property, within city limits. Otherwise, we're running into two jurisdictions here. Now you're running into problems.
You got the township.
Correct. And the county.
So short answer, yeah, we need a survey.
You know, or that pin.
Or the pin.
Does the county have a setback of obstacles off county road, or does that not apply to the city limits?
Well, the problem is there, the property pin's right behind the curb, so there's no easement. So, yeah, just stay out of the right of way. And he's 18, 19 feet off. Right. Yeah, so that'd be the variance meeting.
Any other comments, questions, concerns? Matt and I look for a motion to continue the public hearing until our first meeting of next year.
The 9th, I believe.
Yeah, the 9th of January. At which time we'll talk about the variance as well.
Make a motion to continue the public hearing until January 9th.
Second.
Moved and seconded to continue the conditional use permit public hearing until January 9th of 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing's closed. Or no, I entertain. Oh, it's continued. Never mind.
Yep.
Let Jeremy do his.